Welcome to episode 2 of Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. Hi everyone, so for today's podcast, I'm going to talk about recovery. So, if you're wondering, what does it mean to even recover from a mental illness? According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, recovery is a process beginning with diagnosis and eventually moving into successful management of your illness. Successful recovery involves learning about your illness and the treatments available, empowering yourself through the support of peers, family members, and finally moving on to a point where you can take action and manage your own illness by helping others. And I feel like this is where I'm at right now with my stage of recovery. I feel like I haven't had a panic attack in about a couple months. I want to say maybe 2 or 3 months. More than 2 months. And I do get anxious from time to time, but I do feel like I'm recovering and I'm moving on with my life. And I've kind of categorized my recovery into three different steps. The first step was learning, second step is acceptance, and the third step is action. So learning. I first started, like I told you in the previous podcast, Googling everything. Like, if I had a heart palpitation with a headache, I'd be like, hey, let me Google those two together, see what that can lead to. And like, I was just going about it in a totally like destructive way. So I started actually Googling like what generalized anxiety disorder is and learning about the symptoms, like different resources I have available to me, and just learning about everything that it involves and trying to better educate myself on this topic. And I feel like over the past year, I've learned so much about anxiety that I can probably like teach a class on it. I'm not even kidding. Like, I've been researching for about a year, and I feel like I know a lot about anxiety right now. So then I moved on to the second step of my recovery, which is called acceptance. So I told you that I was like in and out of the hospital, thinking I had this and that. So one day, I was just so fed up with going through that cycle, I just said, I have to accept this. I can't make another doctor's appointment for something that I know is harmless. I have to accept that I have anxiety. That anxiety is harmless. I'm not going to die. I have to accept that some situations will make me anxious, some won't. And I have to accept the good and the bad of having anxiety. Some days I'm going to feel like complete crap, and some days I'm going to feel like I want to run a marathon. And that's just the way it is when you have a mental illness. And you don't know when you're going to get the good day, when you're going to get the bad day, but you just have to take it one day at a time and just go with it. So I think that was how I decided to kind of reframe my thinking and just accept the fact that I have this instead of trying to fight it. And I feel like the more you try to fight it, like, the stronger it becomes, and the more it just tends to control your life. If you just act like, okay, I have anxiety, now I have to go on with my life and just continue to do what I have to do, then I feel like it's not going to bother you as much. The realization that I've come to, and it's really been helpful in my recovery. The next part is action. This is when I decided to actually do something, not just accepting it, but actually putting that acceptance into play by trying to live a healthier lifestyle. Like, I decided that I'm going to start exercising and eating healthy, taking vitamins, and all of these things has had a really positive influence on my mental health. Like, I feel better when I wake up in the morning, and I've actually tried yoga and meditation. Those two things have been really, really, really tremendously helpful, and I can't stress how much they have helped me, especially the meditation, just being in the present moment. A lot of the times, people who have anxiety are so focused on like either past situations or worried about the future, and yoga and meditation really brings you back to just focus on the present moment, and that's really beneficial to our mental health. And part of my action is just moving on in my life. Like, I have to go to class, I have to graduate college, I have to do all these things. I'm not going to let anxiety stop me from doing any of those. Did you guys watch the documentary that I mentioned the last time? It was called A New State of Mind, Ending the Stigma of Mental Illness, and it was really, really good. Like, if you guys haven't watched it, I suggest you watch it. And actually, watch it with someone who doesn't have a mental illness, too, because it really just, it's an eye-opener. Like, it shows you that people who you wouldn't even expect or wouldn't, that others just think can't get mental illnesses because their life is so perfect, like, that's just crap. And this shows you that the stigma is real and that it's something that needs to be taken care of. And I just really love what they're doing out there in California, and I hope this continues on and spreads to the rest of the country. It's a really, really good program that they have out there. So I suggest you guys watch it. So for the second half of the show, I'm gonna play you guys an interview that I had with a teen. Her name is Tiffany. She's from Maryland. She suffers from social anxiety and depression, and she's a peer counselor at her high school. And she just reached out to me and wanted me to interview her, and I just want you guys to listen to it because she says some really wonderful things that I really think that needs to be heard. So I hope you guys enjoy it. So you said you have social anxiety and depression?
Yes.
When did you first find out that you had it?
In middle school, about like 6th grade.
Did something happen at that time that triggered it?
It was mainly like bullying and stuff, but that really like triggered it really bad. And I remember in 6th grade, it was in like gym class, and we had to walk around like the field a couple times a week to run it. So I was walking with my friends, and it was like a group of kids that kept like every time they would pass us, they would like say really mean things or like taunt us. Every time they walked by, and it was just like it made me like really sad. And I was like about to cry, but my friends were like there to calm me down. And it was, every time I would see them, like either in gym class or outside, they would really like say horrible things to me. And it'd be every day, and it just made me really sad. And I was in that. Feeling like carried throughout the rest of middle school for me.
I'm so sorry that happened. Well, did you do anything to handle it?
Yeah, I told teachers, I told the principal, I told my friends, and I told my parents and stuff, and that didn't really stop anything because the school system really couldn't do anything when it got to like outside of school.
Oh, okay. What do you think the school should do to handle something such as bullying?
They should teach them that, like, what exactly bullying is, because, like, some people just think, like, they have, like, an image in their mind that, like, if they're not, like, physically putting their hands on them, that's not bullying. But telling somebody is, making them feel bad is, in their mind, they weren't doing anything wrong because they weren't physically touching me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they didn't understand what they were doing was wrong because they weren't touching me. So I think they need to better educate them as like what not to use and what counts as bullying.
Yeah, I agree. Because definitely when people think about bullying, they think it's just people who push you around, but it's way more than that. It's more of like a mental abuse that people go through that no one really even notices. How was your relationship with your family members dealing with the anxiety and depression?
I don't think they understand sometimes as to like why I just want to like stand away or like not calm down and be with them all the time. Like sometimes I just want to just chill in my room by myself and just like deal with it. Like one time me, my sister and my brother were supposed to like go to the mall, but I got like, I don't know, I got really nervous for some reason and I just completely didn't want to go anymore. So I stayed in my room and they got like mad at me because I just didn't want to go anymore. and they didn't really understand it. I was just like, I'm sorry, but we can go another day, but not just not today.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that, like feeling like you just need to be on your own and just being away from everyone else. And it's really hard when you really can't turn to your family members to have them understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
What do you do to help you yourself with the anxiety and depression? Like, do you go to therapy or speak to anyone about it?
I just try to mainly calm, in the moment, I try to calm myself down. Like, to just, like, breathe it out and, like, I'm going to get past this, it's okay. Writing really helps me calm down. Like, writing poetry really helps me, like, get my feelings out. Because that has to, it forces me to, like, write how I feel and to express it in the way I want to. Like, I used to draw also to help deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But on a day-to-day basis, I used to just remind myself that everything's going to be okay. Like I said, reminders on my iPhone. Well, in the morning time, I said it comes up at like 6 in the morning. So when I wake up, it's like little reminders on my screen that are like, just breathe, everything's gonna be okay. Nobody controls the happiness, the stuff for you. And that really helps, like every day seeing that. So
I like that idea actually.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. So you said that you hide your mental illness? That you don't really?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you should hide it?
Because people judge me, and that's one of the main reasons why I get so worried all the time. And I don't, like, I wish I could, but I don't want people to be, like, treat me different.
Yeah.
If they knew.
Yeah, I think that all ties into the stigma on mental illness. How we feel like we can't even tell anybody that we have this because of the way they're going to treat us. And it shouldn't be like that, because someone with a physical illness, they tell people that they have whatever physical illness they have, but as soon as it's mental, we feel like we should just deal with it on our own. And that's really something that needs to be addressed, because we shouldn't feel like we have to hide a part of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really, I understand what you're going through.
My depression period used to be like months and weeks long, and now usually when I get like really sad, they only last like a couple days, because I've like learned to talk myself through it and just let them know that it does get better. Reason it out helps, and that talk, if you have somebody you can talk to them, because that helps a lot, and just keep reminding yourself that it will get better. And everything's not always better than things.
That's great. I'm so glad that you said it is getting better for you. And this one last question. What do you think needs to be done to help people who feel like they need to hide their mental illness?
I think people who create stereotypes about them need to change their mindset, because that's where most of the problems are. It's not the person who has mental illnesses, it's the people who don't understand them. And I think they need to be better educated about it and not judge them. So I think better education of what mental illnesses are would help people with them. Because if they have to hide them, it makes it worse. Because not only are they dealing with their personal problems, they have to deal with people judging them about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. I think people need to really open their eyes and change the way they think about this, because it's like they don't really recognize that this is a real problem.
Yeah.
And that people deal with it on a daily basis. So if we really work on trying to change people's perceptions of mental illness, then maybe the stigma would go away somehow.
Yeah.
I just want to commend Tiffany for allowing me to share her story with my listeners. It takes a lot of bravery, and it takes a lot of bravery to actually do this. And I just want to say thank you one more time, because you have helped. Just sharing your story has helped the stigma, and I just want you to know how much I really appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to end this podcast by reading some responses I got from a question I posted on my blog. The question is, how has mental illness affected your life negatively or positively? I am a sufferer of generalized anxiety disorder and mild depression. Most of it has affected me in a negative way, but has made me stronger. It helped me to persevere and keep going. I do not let it define who I am as a person, so it has been both negative and positive on me. But all in all, I do wish I never had developed any of them. I think I learned a lot more about myself since I found out I had anxiety. It's like there's always a question in the back of my head growing up, like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not like everyone else? And now I understand that. I also feel like anxiety has caused me to experience some setbacks. I went through a rough period a few months ago that was pretty rough. And that's what I don't like, the ups and down periods. Positive impact of mental illness in my life, I now have a huge appreciation for so much beauty in life. Sunrises, rainy nights, my cat, delicious food, perfect skies, fresh laundry, I'm learning just how strong I really am. I'm able to relate to people better, I have more patience and understanding of people's struggles. I'm beginning to see how much potential and hope my life actually has. I'm beginning to cultivate honest, genuine conversations and relationships with the people around me. Every day feels like a constant struggle. I find it hard to do simple tasks like phone calls and interacting with people. It almost takes all my energy just to get out of bed each day. I feel lonely and hopeless a lot. Sometimes I feel like some things will never get better. The ways I used to cope with all of this in the past have left me now fighting to gain my family members and friends' trust back, even almost after 5 years. How anxiety has affected me negatively. I get down easily on bad days. I have this overreacting fear of death almost always. I begin to worry about future situations and if the anxiety will affect me there and causing anxiety in the present moment as well. I appreciate every little thing in life now. I know how to make a good day out of a bad day, and I can help others more. Negatively, I'm terrified of getting a job. My friends have distanced themselves from me. It causes great insecurity when I form new friendships with people. Positives, I'm a great listener, which in turn helped me stand up against bigotry. Being afraid of social situations has made me unable to do normal college things, so I spent my time studying, which meant I kept my 4.0 GPA. And of course, I met you and many others like myself who live with anxiety, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. How anxiety has affected me negatively, it crippled me. The panic attacks are physically painful, and the dark clouds attack my brain. The butterflies are terrible, and I'm triggered easily. How anxiety has affected me positively, I am much more aware of my feelings. I can help others in the same position. I appreciate the small things, and I have gained awareness of the illness. So I just want to send some special shout out to those who've made this podcast possible. I want to shout out Jean, Elise, Tiffany, everyone on my Tumblr who follows me, anyone who answered this week's question. And for the question for next week will be, how has your perception of mental illness changed now that you have one? Oh, and I almost forgot, I'm going to be doing a mental illness giveaway for anyone who listens to this podcast and shoots me an email. You'll be entered into the giveaway, and I'll be giving away a book that was really helpful to me. It's called From Panic to Power by Lucinda Bassett. It's proven techniques to calm your anxieties, conquer your fears, and put you in control of your life. Also be giving away a book of positive and inspirational quotes, a heart-shaped stress ball, and I'm going to be making a mixtape of positive affirmations, meditation recordings, and panic attack helpers. And you can contact me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com, and also I'm on Twitter @anxioussurvivor. Thank you all for listening. Hope you all tune in next time.